Always a great pleasure, Tim, when David Hayes joins us, and he does just that with two runners in the $1.5 million Blue Diamond Stakes tomorrow. Hazy, welcome.
Morning, Gary.
Nice to talk to you, young man. You've got Lankin Star and Andressi Avenue in the Group 1 race tomorrow. What are the chances?
Look, they're double-figure odds, and I think the market's got them a bit wrong. They're in really good form, and I'm predicting, first three showings. I think they'll run really well.
That is good news for our audience.
Good news.
We spoke to Kira Maher a couple of days ago again, and, of course, he's got, he did have the favourite in Loving Gabby. When I asked him the same question. When you get a horse into your stable, how quickly can you identify them as a horse capable of running in a two-year-old race like this?
For a two-year-old race, you can predict speed pretty quickly. Stays are harder to pick, a bit like picking a ruckman, I suppose, in footy terms.
Yep.
But the speed horses are probably like good coordinated midfielders.
Take that on board, Tim.
I've just been watching highlights of your son, actually. how's he going at the Western Bulldogs?
He's loving it. They've got a few internal trials going at the moment, and he doesn't say much, but I think he's really happy how he settled in, and because it's like a home away from home for him, because he's played 5 years in their VFL system, so it's not such a huge change for him.
All right, well, let's move back onto racing now. The All Star Mile. you've got one runner in there, Amphitrite. Are you as excited as a lot of other people are around the prospect of this race?
Yeah, it's an interesting concept. Like, she's a filly with genuine Group 1 credentials. She won the Guineas. But there's five horses in the race that normally would never even get nominated for a big race. So I would say the margins in this race between the good horses and the heavily voted horses will be huge.
You're going to have a wide lens, David. I mean, Amphitrite will give him Winburn as it goes past some of the other donkeys in this race.
I'd say there'd be a few horses travelling wider than they normally would, because there'd be a few roadblocks, I think.
So is there some donkeys in this race, Gary?
Yes, there is, Tim.
You wouldn't call them donkeys, they would never get in a $5 million race if it was a Cox Plate or something like that. They've been voted very well-organised campaigns, and they're owned by a lot of people, and those people have a lot of friends, and they've got organised and good on them. They've got their horses in fantastic race that they normally wouldn't get in.
Okay, that's all great, but is it going to be a fizzer, the race, then, is it?
I don't think it'll be a fizzer, because there's, of the 10 that got voted, there are genuine four Group 1 horses that did get voted in, and then there's four wild cards. So the four best horses in Australia in current form will get invited. So it'll be a very good race with a bit of a tail on form.
And look, it's the first time, so we understand that. And do you think...
I think they'll do a little bit of tinkering and they'll improve it each year. I think it's a terrific concept.
Yeah, so we want to support it as well, but I can't help but think it's going to be strange and it'll look pretty unusual. How can they make it better?
Sorry, Gary, didn't quite hear that.
How can they make it better next year?
I think they might make that you've got to be a certain benchmark to get in the race.
Right.
Maybe. That's something they'll look at. Maybe they'll have the voting a little bit longer, so these really good races in the autumn, people start getting on board and voting. And I think the general public will get more used to it, because, you know, voting for a horse that's got no chance, there's no upside for the... For the person who votes for it, because they're going to finish out the back.
Sure. And you're not surprised that Winx has declined the kind of generous offer to run?
I'm happy she's not running. I think Chris has made the right decision. I'll send him an email. she's got a program, thank God, and it's not coming here.
We love trying to find a winner, and Kieran, he did the right thing by us on Wednesday. What's your best over the weekend?
In race one, a horse called Sink and Darabad.
What is it?
Hard name to say. Sink and Darabad. And probably I like Redcoat Warrior and the Futurity at Big Odds. I think you'll run really well.
Always great to talk to you, Hazy. Good luck on the weekend. We'll watch with great interest.
Thanks, guys.